All right. Listen.
No, it's no high looking.
Okay, Rabbi Sai.
No.
All right, Rabbi Sai. So what we read in this week's parsha. Kulam huvu besa Yosef. How are you, Ken? Brush for help, That's all that brach to Bach Sanya. Kulam huvu besa Yosef. Should always be. Ala mesibes, ala shpos, kulam huvu besa Yosef.
Amazing.
Right. Anyway, explore a little bit the meaning of the machus of what Klai Yisrael got from Hanukkah. Right, they reinaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. Right, and from the Hanukkah Sanesiim, that there was in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. What do we get from that? We don't get Tachanun, from the first, 12 days of Nisan, right? And from the Chanukah of Shlomo HaMelech, which was an unbelievable party, 14 days, it was Doche Yom Kippur. We get nothing from that. During this time that happened, we're just, tittering from Yom HaDin.
You still have to fast Yom Kippur.
Right, got nothing from it. They didn't fast Yom Kippur, right? We got nothing from that. Right? And this Chanukah that there was mitten the Tkuf of Bayis Sheni, right, which only lasted, the whole thing lasted only 200 years, the whole business, right? And for this, we have something with Dore Doris. Ma pito. Mainya. Right? What's going on? Okay. There's a psikta that says that by Meleches HaMishkan in the Midbar, they finished the Avodah already for the components by Chof Hei Kislev. Right? It was all done. Right? Except that Kosh Baruch wanted to be Doiche, the Hakamas HaMishkan to Nisan, Shebo Nolad Yitzchak. Interesting. Right? I don't know how much we're going to be involved tonight. He wanted to be Doiche the whole day, the Hakamas HaMishkan. And Kosh Baruch paid back. Right? The thing was paid back. With the Chanukah Sachashmonaim. They have to pay back Chofei Kislev because all the components, the components were, it wasn't assembled, right? But all the separate components, the Dvarim Bepirut, were already ready by Chofei Kislev, right? And so Rebbe Shlom had that in mind, that, okay, there has to be a Chanukah, the Sof Kamadoros. Right? And there's also the famous Ramban, right, the Ramban by in Parshas Baal Loischa that touches up the Midrashim that where Akash Baruch Hu was Menachem Aaron, Shocha Gedola Mihem, Shata Madakum Metivis Aneros. So it was Menachem, that doesn't mean like Rashi says literally Hadlokah San Menaira. It means Chanukah. Right, that because Bi Aidei Bnei Aaron, the Chashmonaim, they're all Kohanim. So now, the Lashon HaMedrash over there, which the Ramban's going to be Miyashiv, right? So Lashon HaMedrash is very interesting. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, the Nesiim, they just brought Korbanos. That's all he brought. And Korbanos rak bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. But Shocha, Gedom Hashem, that le'olam, right, le'olam, el mur pnei ha-menorah, yayu shiva saneros. Yours is bigger than theirs. Because le'olam, mur pnei ha-menorah, yayu shiva saneros, that's forever. Korbanos only bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Right? That's an amazing thing, So it's just to take the lotion of the Medrash Kipshuto, right? You think, who are the Nami? Just like no one was Mekayim Korbanos ever since Korban Abayis, who was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arichas Ner Tomit, the Neros HaMaroch ever since Korban Abayis. So Kaidu, everyone knows the Shloah Kodesh, which is, based on the Nusach of Rashi Yoshon that, the famous Shloah Kodesh, that when Yaakov went back, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, he went back for Pachim Ketanim, right? So it's a remez for Nes Chanukah. That one is famous Shloah Kodesh, right? Makes no sense. If it was by remez for, he shouldn't be going back for Pachim Ketanim. He should be going for Shemen. He should be looking for oil, right? Pachim, right? Jugs. He should be going for Shemen, right? Number one. Number two. Right, why Pachim? Should be a Pach.
Because it was not Shemen.
He went for Pachim Ketanim. He went for Kalim. He wasn't going back looking for oil. He was looking for jugs, right? All right, you call yourself Munkacher. All right, and one more kasha, which you might be stunned by. Hare yo, there was lag yom echad. So one day is not a nes. Why do you make shasa nisim all 8 days? I'm sure you'll be shocked by that kasha. Right? Shock. Okay. Right? Okay. This is time would be the 1001st. All right. All right. All right. Saying is like this. All right. Straight. We know sir kankanim nasa nesla shoshanim. Say the most. Sur, which is, you know, nusach kadmon. Right? And it's called, you know, bekuli chazal, nes pach hashemen. Not nes hashemen. Nes pach hashemen. And we know sir kankanim nasa nesla shoshanim. Right? Right. And state in Chazal, al tistako bakan kan el mashe betocho. They have a chodosh that you can have a you have a chodosh yoshan yeshbo, and you can have a yoshan shafil chodosh einbo. Right, that the portion of the Mishnah are a little bit the Maral grapples with the question that Mishnah of us hayala ladas that people will be like they are today. For them, it was Yala Aladas, right? That just because the guy looks from, and has a from a sprach, right? You'll listen to whatever he has to say. Everybody has to listen to Tochen Advarim. The word Ma Bolash Mienu Al Tistako Bakankan Mashe Betochel, right? But Advar Yevuar, right? That the Alpi Mashe Kosov, right? In the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Yud Gimel, that there was a Talmud Echad BeYavne. She yochol letire es hasheretz bekuf nun tamim, right? Yet kuf nun tam kan, right? To be metare es hasheretz. Not about what's right in that number? Kuf nun tam letire es hasheretz. Before the Gemara talks about the other tar remeres sumchus. So it's going to be gedarsh memches ponim tar memches tarim ponim, which we'll talk about also. But letire es hasheretz bekuf nun kan, right? Kan. Right? And if you tell the Gematria of Pachim, he went back for Pachta, it's Gematria Kan. Kufnun. Right? 150.
Pachim plural.
Pachim is Kufnun. He went back for Pachim Ktanim. Kan. When we know Sir Kan Kanim, Nasa Nesla Shoshanim. Right? And to invar all this, we mocked him a little bit, right? That the, I talk about Neros Hanukkah. In Halacha, what's the Ner? Right, in Halacha, Chazal talk about the Ner, right? They talk about Ner Shocheres, The Ner is the Kli, right? The Ner is the Kli, right? There's, chutz from them, there's, there's the Ner is the Kli, and there's the Psil and the Shemen, right? Yeah, but call it Talmuda, when you talk about the Ner, you talk about the Kli, right? And that's also, the menorah, Metzim Binyana, Metzim, how it was constructed, had nails. Right? That's the Kalim. And you put into them, in addition, right? The Shemen and the Psila, the Davar Niflamot, right? So talk about that, there's the Kli, right, of the Nair, and then there's the Or. Now it's all beside Or and Kalim, right? That the things that we've been learning about, for quite a while. Right in Kisvei Ari, right? That there's the Or and then there's the Kalim, right? There's a Kli that holds the Or. Right? Now the Kli itself doesn't have any Or, right? The Kli just holds the Or, right? So now the Kalim themselves are Choshech, right? So as it says in Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, Tov Avov Choshech, Choshech Zu Yavan, right? So either what Yavan gave us, right, they gave us tremendous Kalim. Right, Kalim. Right, they gave us tremendous, everything that they produced, right, is just Kalim.
Organized.
Right. Right, organized. But fine. So and that's the point that they didn't hop. Logic, right, higayon, logic is just a Kli. Right? We need logic to describe reality. Right, if we talk about reality itself as being the Or, that which we see with our eyes, right, and we want to describe it, we want to have a hesber in it, right? Logic is just a kli. Logic is not the emes itself, right? Logic is a way to describe, right, the world around us, right? And that's the mistake that the Yevonim missed, right? That they thought that logic is synonymous with reality, and that's what the Rambam talks about. You know, when he talks about where Aristotle went wrong with Kadmus Ha'olam, et cetera, he says he's partzut ha Yevonim klap Hashem, he partzus chamurahi. He writes about that they broke in, which is the same lashon of the Mos Tor, upartzu chomos migdolai. And we know from, you know, the Mishnah in Midas, right, that the Yevonim made Yud Gimel Pirtzis, right, in the Sorag that surrounded Harabais. And connected that, when they repaired that, you had to bend, you know, anyone who came, you know, where there used to be a Pirtza, had to bow. He had to be Mishtachame. Right? He had to bow, you know, Klape that Pirtza, right? Represents the idea like this, right? Logic is a Kli. Right, you know, and the Rambam works with Aristotle's categories, right? But logic is just a vehicle, right? Just a kli to try to describe reality. Now, it could be reality is bigger than the kli, right? It could be that reality is bigger than the kalim of logic to contain, right? And that's the issues that we confront in quantum physics, right? That there are things that we see that are hard to explain logically. So Aristotle. The other guy, the Yid, Einstein, Yimachshem of Zichro, right? Now he was an api kairis. His api kairis, and people who just don't know nisht tera unisht physics, nisht tera, not tera and not mada, they're the ones who say Aristotle, God doesn't play dice with the universe, right? Right? They don't understand what Aristotle. The other guy, right? Einstein meant when he said that. He was saying apikorsus gemura, right? He was saying apikorsus gemura.
What was he saying?
No, he was saying like this, that, first of all, he didn't believe in God as we know him. First of all, that's muchach, right? And he's saying everything has to be logical. Quantum physics, he didn't understand, right? Right? Quantum physics didn't fit with all, with all his ideas of, general relativity, right? And Niels Bohr's, supposedly was said back to him when he said that, don't tell God how to run his world. Right?
Who's that? Who's
Niels Bohr? Quantum physicist. Was he Jewish? I know he was a Maamid. He was Jewish? What? Right.
Not. He was Jewish. Was Jewish?
I don't know, at least
he's saying I'm established. Oh, yeah, but no, he was a Maamin, and they say he davened. You know, he was a Mespala, right?
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 Interesting. Says they wrote a letter, or Einstein's letter,
he didn't believe it. Yeah, he's horrible. You should know, whatever. Yeah, well, Machiavelli created the atomic bomb, right? To kill a bunch of guys with eyes that don't have eyes like us, you know.
It's alleged that he said to Tites. Tites met him one time. He says his only regret in the world was that he didn't learn Torah.
Really?
That's what Rav Tites repeated. You want to believe that?
Right.
Yeah, Bohr's mother was a Jew.
Woof. Wow. I didn't know that. The first time. Woof. Right.
Right. The model of the atom.
Right. Well, yeah. So yeah. But also quantum physics. You know, it's one of the avi avos of.
It's the Bohr's model of the atom in 1915.
Right. Okay, sir.
We believe you.
Right. The Yevonim thought that their kalim that they invented, which included logic, right, that is synonymous with emes, right? And it's called ufortu chomos migdolai, break in entry, trespassing, right? No, your kalim are as good for whatever they're good for, right? And that's what it means that when they're metaken the pirtzus, right? So chazal metaken, they have to be mishtachave. Whatever your omed mul the pirtza, what's mishtachavoy that you bend over, right? The line does not continue; it bends over on itself. You've reached the outer limits. Logic is a kli, right? To try to get your head around reality. Right, but if reality is bigger than logic, right, and that's why it keeps on changing, midor, lador, right? There's gravity. So Aristotle described gravity as everything moving to its natural place, right? And then there were cautious on that, right? So Newton explained it, that, you know, that it's like your bodies attract, right? They were cautious on that also. So Einstein came and said that the bodies, you know, bend space and make grooves, that things move around, right? You know, and we're still really wondering, what is gravity really, right? And the logic is just a clue to try to, you know, to chop what reality is. But it's not synonymous with reality, right? And to try to think that's synonymous with reality, that's called pirza. That's called trespassing. Right? You got to know, you know, where the gvulas are of where, you know, where the kli reaches and how big the kli is, you know, to hold the ore of reality itself. That's what it's called, v'choshech zu yavan, because they thought that they're kalim. What they thought, you know, is absolute truth, and they could figure out and calculate what God himself can do or can't do. As the Rambam writes in Marnevuchim, right? That was called his partsus, ha-philosophim klapei Hashem, his partsus chamurahi. Right? That's his lashon over here. Ufortzu chomos migdalos. Same like lashon Motsur, right? They're breaking forth. They're breaking boundaries. Listen, you just have Caleb, right? Right? Yeah, but that's the way it's translated. So it's translated, right? Right? Right, as I said, you know, they didn't understand their limitations. Choshech zu yavan, right? Because if or is reality, because that's where reality starts, right? Okay, mihi or, right? Tchilas hametzius is from the Brias or. Choshech zu yavan. They thought that the kalim that they came up with, right, could define and, you know, and say what has to be. Nothing has to be. Right. So that's the Dover Niflum mode, that's his bar mode in the Chassidus of Chabad, in the Kisvei Chabad, that also in Torah you have to realize that, you know, the Gemara says something like, you know, like, let's say, that, you know, that you have to pay, you know, the Torah says, you have to pay for what your shore does, right? Or, you know, any behemoth that you own, right? All right, so we come and we say, Hezberim. Right? We took clear. Is it your mamna mazik, or it's because you weren't shomer? Right? Famous overused and abused chakira of Baba Kama. Right? See, the hezber is just a kli that I'm trying to get this idea, right, that the Torah's machayv me on this case shore into my sechel. So it's a kli to get an achiza on the idea. Right? And that kli could subdivide into possibilities. You know, I'm talking about your one idea. Right, that the you know, that I have to pay for what my mumman does, right? It subdivides into possibilities, but it subdivides into possibilities beside the ability to understand it, right? So the subdivision is, right, is in Caleb. It's not in the or. It's not in the etzem hadover. Right, the Torah, you know, it's one pasuk in the Torah, right? V'lo yishmerenu balav. It's one pasuk, right? And the havana, right, of how to, you know, get it into Caleb sichlium. Right, that's what subdivides, right? The possibilities, but the multiplicity of possibilities is mitzad the havana of how I connect to the idea. But everyone's talking about the same one idea, right? You know, and this is, you know, what it means, you know, elu ve'elu diro kimchaim, right? So I asked Marashi, what does that mean? You know, that, you know, Chazal say, you know, even halo mitarim, halo mitarim, right? Elu ve'elu diro kimchaim. They said like this. He gave me a mashal from simple algebra. X squared is equal to 4. What's X? What? 2? Only 2?
Minus
2 also. Because minus 2 times minus 2 is also equal to 4. He says, you know, the MS, he said, is like an equation. Right? Right? The possibilities that solve the equation, you know, could be diametrically opposed, like 2 and minus 2. Right? Yeah, you know, but, you know, so, you know, reality is bigger than the seichel, right? But the seichel, you know, the beishama and beisol, they each one tuned in to a particular possibility. As a davar nifla mode, right? If you would be able to see the or, which we can't, right? You'd see the or without a clue, you'd see x squared equals to 4, right? And now you put that idea in kalim, so the kli of beis hillel sees 2. The kli of beis shammai sees negative 2. Right? That the kalim, you know, putting it on kalim, you know, bring out the pratim from the klal. Right? That the pratim, you know, the thing itself is the thing itself. Right? The thing itself is, you know, both klal and prat. The thing itself. you know, the davar ba'atzmo, right? Right, but you know, when putting the idea, the havana in kelim, right? So each one kshem shem partsufim shalim kach in del sem shalim. So if they're mechavin elem is each one, but since they're shayna, each will be mechavin to a different nekuda, right? A different prat that's nichlal in the klal of reality itself. That's what it means elu veil diro kimchaim. Because you have to look at reality as x squared is equal to 4. So Beis Hillel, you know, their kelim, you know, they were makabo into their kelim when they put in this idea, right? For him, it emerged in their kelim sichlim as 2. Right? And Beis Shammai, in their kelim sichlim, it came out as negative 2. And they're both equally true. Elvel divo kim chaim, right? But it comes out like this, right? You know, that, you know, in the or doesn't know chilukim. The or is just one thing. X squared is equal to 4. Right? In the kelim of how it goes in, that's when it breaks out into protim. So the davar niflamo, that starts from the kelim, right? That shot is that you get it, you apprehend the idea, but the kelim help, right, to bring out the protim that are nichlal in the cloud, right? And that's what it means. Bo nachzik tova lavoseinu, she mole chotu onu kamisha lo bonu lo'olam. Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. Right? I should be very grateful that our forefathers sinned, right? That mole chotu onu kamisha lo bonu lo'olam. Right? We come, you know, we have never been born, right? The pshat is like this, right? That when Adam Rishon sinned, it's all true, right? When Adam Rishon sinned, right? So you know, prior to his sin, so if the Sefer Torah should remember Matsu Kosov, that's okay. Kosnos or with an aleph, right? You know, vestments of light, right? And our Sefer Torah says Kosnos or with an ayin. So it says Rising Cover explains, right? That explains the transition that happened from Chet Adam Rishon. Used to be Kosnos or with an aleph, which means light. And light doesn't know, you know, white light doesn't know any divisions, right? Everything's nichlal in the white light, right? Then we went from or with an aleph to or with an ayin, right? Went from light to skin, right? And from that, as Ramchal explains in the Derech Hashem, right, that came the Shivim Umois. We went from aleph, mikam chayso goy echad ba'aretz, aleph, right? To Shivim Umos, Ayin Umos, right? Right? when we went from light to skin, right? We went to, you know, from or to, you know, but the skin is a kli, right? So now, Yatziv Gvulois Amin Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. How many people are sitting in the big Sanhedrin Agdola? 70. Right, fine. Shivim, but, you know, 70 is the base, right? So Yatzev Gvulos Amim LeMispar B'nei Yisrael, and the Sanhedrin Gdol sits 70. It's called Bezin Shel Shivim. I mean, you need one. That's the tiebreaker, right? Shivechot, right? Right. The pshat is like this, you know. So when was Aleph, you know, or with an Aleph light, and we went from or with an Aleph to or with an Ayin. So you know, cosmically, you know, in the big picture, seemingly we lost, right? Because we have all these goyim that weren't. Originally meant to be there by plan A, by plan Aleph, right? It was supposed to be Mikam Chayso Goy Echad Bars, the one nation that was always meant to be. Ober, fort. You know, because now there's now Shivim Umois, right? Right, but connected that there's all these Kalim in us, in Klal Yisrael, we have Shivim Ponim Latera. Shivim Ponim Latera. Right? There's now multiple Kalim. Right, and at the Ramchal is Mavar and Das Tzvoris. What's the meaning of Ponim? Right, Ponim is where Or meets Kli, right? Because if Or is the Neshama and the Kli is the Guf, that's the, you know, the Kli, it's Makabal Neshama. Where do you see the synthesis between the two? In the face, says the Ramchal, right? Because I know what you're thinking and feeling by looking at your face. Happy face, sad face. He says that the Ponim, right, is where, you know, Pnimius meets Chitzonius. Yor Hashem, Ponav Lecha. Right, Karan or Ponav. And that says, he says more than that. He says, that's the story that in all the Nevuas, right, the Nevi'im, they, you know, God of Nevi'im, Shemedamim Tzura Liotzra, what do they see? They see faces. They don't stop seeing, they see faces. Right? Right? Because that's where Chitzonius meets Pnimius. Right? Right, the face is the gateway.
Ponim means, you know, inside.
right? Pnim means inside, but upon him, but it comes out through the face. The aura upon him, right, is where the aura shines through the kli. Right, aura shines through the kli, right, through the, you know, upon him, you know, and so he said, aura upon him, saying that it doesn't belong to the body alone, because a guy who's dead, says the Ramchal, it's not the pshat that he's depressed. He's not depressed when he's dead, right? Most people are happier, you know, when, right? Right, right. He's not depressed. You know, the thing that's very disconcerting about looking at a dead face that has no face, right, right. The luumasos, you know, the neshama, you know, has no gilui without a guf. He says, ponim is this synthesis, right? When the aura is in the kli and the aura shines through the kli gets an achiza and you get, you know, and that's the shivim ponim latara that comes out when we went from aura with an aleph to aura with an ayin. Amazing thing. He told us in the same shmooze, right, that art scroll is ruining the ponim of Torah, right? Okay, but ain't got mokom laharech. Teter latzmacha baruch ber mavir shiur mikaze gemara. Lo yechol. Mavir. Ruins the ponim of Torah, right? Hotnishkin ponim. That's what he said at the time. Anyway, kids, the, right, right. So, but you know, you have to know, you know, you have to make sure. Here's the thing, you have to make sure that the you know, that there's the balance, right? That you know, the kli, right, is an achiza on the ore, but not that the kli is goiver on the ore, right? And that's what it means, right? To get into what it says in that Gemara, that you know, that there was a Talmud Echad biYavne shechol letayr as asher it's bekuf nun tamim, right? Kan, right? You know, the kli, you know, the nest, right? Kan, right? Kuf nun tamim, right? It could be metayr as asher it's. That's called when the kli is goiver on the ore, right? That you could say a lot of hesberim, a lot of pilpulim, right? Right, and it's not shach to the MS, right? I mean, and this, you know, that Tosis grapples with that. You know, ma tam becharufus chazu, right? This type of charifus, right? It's totally, you know, Tosis doesn't understand, you know, what we reach biyomenu, right? The academic world, right? The academic and the world of the Yevonim, where the koch to say hezberim, which is the hezberim is sacha kol a kli, right? To be makabel the ore. In Kalim Sichlium, but when the Kli is bigger than the Or, Rachmanatan, so he starts saying Papulim, and it's totally divorced from reality. Right?
Better to say one answer to 150 Kash instead of 150 Twitter to one Kash.
What?
Better to say, you never heard that.
One Terrence. The Christ that we talked about.
What one says?
Terrence to 150 Kash, it's not 150 Twitter to one
Kash. Right. Kizer. Right. No, we're going to come to that second. Right? Right? Ah, but it's very good. Kufnun. No, Khan. Right? There's something about when the Kli is goiver on the oar, right? And that's what it means. You know, this is the side of what it means. Al tistako bakan kan elamasha betocho. Is that the pshat that they're talking about? You know, it's not because the guy looks the part. You're going to listen to everything he says. You know, they didn't think that we'd degenerate to where we are, biomeno. They didn't think that. Right? It means that the guy, the kan, right, eret gorshain. He says unbelievable pilpulin, right? He says, but al mashe betocho. The question is whether what he says, all the sharp ideas and the eloquence, whether it fits with reality. Mashe betocho. Does it capture the ore, or he's just saying his own ideas? You know, the guy, the kan. He says a lot of tamim, right? Like the kufnun tamim letaris asheretz, right? But al mashe betocho, right?
One thing they say.
Right. That's an Ari.
So the Nakhilo Yanaka, if you take the words Banake and Yanaka and Vinake, and you take out the Khan and the Khan, you're left with Yuke Boke. You take out the two Khans, that you're going to be both either side, Banake or Yanaka, but the inside of it is a very powerful.
Right, right. It's a Betocho, right. Excellent. That's an Ari. Correct. MS. Right, that's what it means. It could be mitaris hashem bekuf nun tamim, just the kli without the or, just logic, but not trying to tap it. Reality could be mitaris hashem, right. But so we have this. We have this duality. You know, this balance that we have to make. right, between the kli and the or, right, that we have to, like, find a way, you know, another way, one way to put the or in Caleb, because without that there's no reception and there's no havana, right? Right, and you know, but and that's the and mitzad that having more people in the world on a kamishal bon olam, right, is that we could put in, you know, that there's more putting more kalim will be megala in these kalim more protim that were nichlal in the klal, like S squared is equal to 4, so beishar is megala 2 and beisol is megala, you know, beishar is negative 2 and beisol is megala 2, right, etc. etc. Right, you know, and that's a good thing. But you can have a problem that there's that the kli is goyver on the or, right? And then you start saying pupulim shel sheker, right? And that's, you know, and that's inyan, right? And yovan, that they develop kalim, which logic is a kli, right? But then the kli was goyver on the or, so choshech zu yovan, right? They decided based on logic they could decide what a kosher can do, what he can't do. Type of nisim that he could do and he can't do. What?
They believed in God.
They believed in the unmoved mover, Sibur Rishoina.
They believed in many gods.
No, many. No. There was a Sibur Rishoina. There was a real cause, but they felt they could shots up what he can do and what he can't do.
Did they believe in but that's a mistake. An active God or just a what?
No, they didn't. They didn't. No, not a God that you could dive into, or you know that and diving would make a difference, right? Right, because yeah, well, we could figure out what's possible, what's not possible, and it
so
won't be the shtanah.
Were they essentially deists, or were they
essentially deists? Yes.
So they didn't believe in Ashkenazi practice.
They did not believe in Ashkenazi practice.
So the clockmaker, the watchmaker, whatever.
Right, clockmaker. They didn't believe that Akash knows what we do, the details. Right? Because they had logical proofs for everything. Right? But logic is just a kli that has Beirim. With this we can understand, you know, okay, what exactly was the tension, you know, between the school of the Ramchal, let's say, and the school of the Rashash or the Leshem, pro Hezberim or against Hezberim. And on the one hand, Hezberim, as this is actually written in the Yismach Moshe, you know, I saw in his Chidush HaGadol. On the one hand, there's a tremendous tikkun to be makar of the inyonim of Chazal El HaSeichel, because that puts the or in the kli, right? And that's, it makes a union, makes a big tikkun, that the or is received. And, you know, but he says, but on the other hand, you know, there are those who are against Hezberim because you're reducing, right? Because the, we talk about, in Yoni Kabbalah, there's the pure or, this or atzil, putting in Hezberim makes it bria yitzira nasiya, says the Leshem. You're reducing, right? And this is the tension. Right, on one hand, to be makarvel sechus tremendous tikkun of putting together the or and the kli, right? And now there's a tremendous tikkun intellectually that when you put the or into kli, the details are revealed, because if the or alone is just the pure equation without the solution set, right? So putting the or in the kalim brings out the details, right? But that's all if when the balance is correct, if it goes over the top. Right, and the kli is goyver over the or, you start talking shtusim, you start talking about things that are reality challenged, right? And it is the Hezber, that the most reality challenged person is a liberal professor, right? Right? You know, that's, you know, Mfalpo, arguments of, and the whole thing
moral
is
relativism.
Like, what?
Moral relativism.
Right, it's when the kli is goyver on the or, right? So it's amazing. Sometimes a person, a ben adam pashut vigas, right, understands the emes, like the redneck in the Midwest, right, understands, right.
A Trump supporter,
right?
That's true.
Understands the emes better than some, intellectual, one of these liberal, right? Well, because the pshat is like this, erhot nish kalim, right? The guy who have a low IQ doesn't have kalim, right? So he just says what he sees, right? All right, if he understands what he sees, that's the pure MS, right? That was big, big kalim, probably that the kalim is goyver over the or, right? And it's a kufnum tamim letaris, the kan, right? Letaris asheretz, right?
Was that my
what?
So the linguist, Noam Chomsky.
Maximum.
Can you say that about a Jew?
You missed it.
Maximum.
Well, I
said
Maximum.
No, I'm just.
Rabbi, I have a question. I've been thinking about it for a while. We're going to places, we're doing things now that, let's say, new planets, Mars, this, anything.
Right.
Are you going to extend the halakha that we know here on Earth? If people start traveling there, going there, what happens in those places? What happens going forward?
Well, we have to decide it right now.
Huh?
We have to decide it right now.
Give him another meal.
You can't pass on what he's drinking. Five of
these. No, I mean, have you
thought about it? I mean, I remain thinking about, you know, how the world is opening up, or is
now, I mean, whatever, you know, just stam, you know, if you ask me, just an aside, the psak that Ilan Ramon got from his Chabad rabbi was wrong.
Yeah,
it was a psak that you should keep Cape Canaveral Zmanim. Because he wants to be Mispal, he wants to say Kiddush.
Oh, yeah, does he Kiddush? Yeah, Kiddush.
It's wrong.
Written the rocket, yeah.
It was a shtusen.
Why would you do it?
Why?
No, he should be Machmir like Al Zmanim. Yeah. Maybe because that halacha, which written in the Poskim, keep the last man of the place where you were, is because Mistoma, wherever you are now, because it was written, that psak was written when you traveled by land, you're probably, that's the last place you were, is Mistoma, where you are right now is closest to that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, but you go out to space. Hanish can shaykh us, right?
There's no Zman. There's no
what?
Moshe said then.
Yeah?
Yeah,
what? But there's nothing there. There's no Zman over there.
Uh-huh. We came back down. We came back down.
Not part of the orbit of the earth.
We came back down with Shabbos.
That's it. Chanukah. The Yom Mehem Zman is this. What's that? The Yom Mehem is the Malam Zman.
Yeah.
The Shabbos is the Zman is this. It came into the Zman.
Wow.
The Shabbos of Chanukah is the Yom Zman is this.
Right.
Because normally in Ace is the Malam Zman.
Fine, that's the tension. The tension that there is. Say Hesberim, don't say Hesberim. Hesberim is to put things into Kli. Right? Kalim Sichlium. Now, sometimes when it's very good, the two sides of the Chakiris is very good. Sometimes, question is, how many Tzadim are Emes? My brother did time, for lack of a better word, Beravar Soloveitchik in Chicago.
Oh.
Right? Right. So when I was a Bokhar, I went to visit him. So I met one of the sons of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Ramosha Soloveitchik, Zozayin Gazun. So he told me the following story, that one year, in the summer, Rabbi Soloveitchik from Boston went to this place called Onset, and Ramosha Soloveitchik went someplace else, and they decided that year they're going to learn the same thing. So every night at the end, during the summer, every night the Talmidim from both sides compared the notes, right? And so Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said 3 tzadim, to understand the sugya, and made a machlokas rishonim. Rav Yosher Ber said 5 tzadim, right? 5 tzadim, right? So the people with Rav Aaron, right? Told him, listen, the guys in Anser are having a lot more fun than we are. There's 5 tzadim. You only said 3 tzadim. So let me hear the other 2 tzadim. It says, my brother, Zozayin Gazun, has a very fertile imagination. Right? At one point, is it like, the solution set of what's in the equation, right? And at what point is it just dimion? Right, that's the question.
I don't know what Soloveitchik story you're going to tell us, though.
What? I'll tell you another story I heard from Sui over here. I'm here, Baal Shmua, so... person always says somebody if Baal Shmua, Omer Lefana. So he told me a story about one of the Gedolim, from a previous door, right? That, had his eyes on a particular woman, right? And he said to this woman, right, to impress her, ask me any question, right? Ask me any question, and I'll give you 12 answers on that question. Anything. I'll give you 12 answers. So she told him, if you could give me 12, who I didn't nominate, you could give me 24, and they're all sheker. Right? So and that's the question, the proper balance of kli and or, right? That kaidua, that or is besoda echus, right? And kli, right, is besoda kamus, right? Quantity. Now, there's a proper balance where the kalim, aside from being makabal, the or bring out the protein, And there's where the Kehle Kli is goyver on the or, as Bria is saying, posing possibilities that are bechlal, not even on the spectrum of, you know, of what's reasonable, right? And that's the unique balance that needs to be maintained, right? But that the Kli should be kfiya or, right? The Kli should be kfiya or, right? So now, what does it mean, chinuch? Right, with this, we're drawing to a close. What does it mean, chinuch? You know, this verb is a strange verb. It has to do with, you know, education, right? It also has to do with chanukas abayis. Ma kesher. Well, what does one have to do with the other? Right? So pshat is, so says this Sfasemis in Likutim, and then the Pias Setzer in Sagdoma to the Chomes HaTomim says a similar word. It says like this. You don't know what chinuch is? Chinuch is to balance, to put the or in the kli, right? So first of all, like Chanukah Sabayis, right? The or of Kedusha was put into the base of Mikdash or the Mishkan. Then now it's Kodesh, right? In the Yochid, in the Adam, right? The Pshat, the Mechanech, as opposed to the Melamed, he says, right? The Mechanech has the art of putting the or of Torah into the Kalim Sichlium of the Talmud, and that's the soid Chanuch Lenar al pi Darko. Gam ki yazkin lo yosar mimena. If you do chinuch, you integrate the orator with the kalim of the Talmud, his moyach and his lev, right? If you do that, gam ki yazkin lo yosar mimena, he'll stay from his whole life, right? Because it's been integrated, right? That's what chinuch is. You have to put the or in kalim. Right? That's what Chanukah is. So now take a look. Mamad Har Sinai, which was the gig, greatest Gilui Elokus that there ever was, right? There was never a greater divine revelation. And Lohaya V'loyia, right? Even Lost in Love, we don't see that there will ever be anything like Mamad Har Sinai, right? Can you go up to the real Har Sinai, which is somewhere in Saudi Arabia? Can you go up as Manaze? Absolutely, no problem. You go there, B'maklo, V'tarmilo, and Arnaki, all things that are also to do, Klape Arabais, you go up, right? Right, you go up to Har Sinai, right? The Mishkan, right? Wherever it was, Bizman that the Mishkan was made. So in that Mokom, right, you had to be in Mizar. There was a bit of Mara Mikdash, but after they took down the Mishkan from that place, in that place where the Mishkan once stood, right, you could go and do whatever you want, right? Har Abayis, Har Amoria, the base Olamim, right? So now not. Right, there's halacha afil bismanazeh. Right, you have to, anyone who lives in the old city has to be nizar. Right, right. Anyone who lives in the old city has to be nizar. It's a serious thing. Right, you know, if you could see, Harabais, you can't just do your calisthenics up there. Whatever you don't do in a shul, you can't do if you're in line of sight of the makom hamikdash, the manishtana. Right. Har Sinai, nothing, right? The Mishkan only bisman that it was built, right? But after they took it down, that place, and Beis HaMikdash, le'olam, the Beis Olamim, now you have to be Nizar and Mara Mikdash Ad Hayom Hazeh. What's the difference?
It's the Le'olam versus the
Sinai. Right.
The Luchas are buried there.
What?
The Luchas are buried there.
Where?
What,
the Makom Mikdash?
So basically,
Rambam thinks that's the source of Gdusha.
So Rabbi, if we eventually open up relations with Saudi Arabia, and we go to that place, that area, does it become holy again, or
no? Nothing.
It doesn't.
Nothing remains.
Nothing.
That was a place that Hashem.
Makes no difference. Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because there's no kalim to be makabel that kedusha. There's no kalim to be makabel the kedusha of Har Sinai, as much as with all the intensity, there was no kalim. There was no kalim to hold it. So the ore went, came and went. Even though the ores, I shouldn't say came and went, because anything Hashem does is not bottle. But there's no kalim to hold it. So as far as we're concerned, there's no kedusha, even though kedusha is everywhere. Vata machayas kulam, because we have no kalim to absorb it.
So wouldn't the mountain be the kalim, just like the wall?
No, it wasn't. I'm saying the mountain was the kalim.
But the wall is the kalim, right?
At the west. No, that's the chiddush of the Mishkan. The Chanti b'socham. It's kalim. All right. A few were saying, it's very good to sheet this Rambam. They're always on the Ramban. That Rambam holds that the chiv to build kalim of the Mishkan is nichlal in the mitzvah of, you know, vasuli mikdash. It's nichlal in the mitzvah of binyan habayis. But it's a kalim. The kalim hold the kedusha like the bayis holds the kedusha. Kalim.
You don't have kelim
b'zman
hazeh, and yet you still have
kedushas hamakom. No, but, so you have kedushas hamakom because, as it were, that makom, because it was chosen, so the makom itself is a kli for kedusha because it was chosen, it's consecrated.
But if we went to the mountain,
you could do it. If you knew the makom is back, you could do avoda.
But if we went to the
mountain, that's why every year the Mizrachistim try to bring Karban Pesach.
And you could build the
kelim.
That's right.
That's right. Now we could. No, Tzvi Hirsch Kalish or held, we should just, you know, go and build the kelim and do it. Yes.
But if we went to the mountain that was Har Sinai.
Nothing, there's no prom to open a discotheque up there.
Would say, this is where it happened. That would become the kelim, right?
It wouldn't. It wouldn't. It wasn't absorbed. It wasn't absorbed.
Straight up that you can go up.
It doesn't
mean that Hashem said. Once I'm there.
No, but I quoted you.
Yeah, good. I heard it.
Right. But it's good you're leaving. They won't press you for details. Who it was and what.
But I think
who he was, who she was. Right. We're almost done. We're almost done. Shy. We're almost done. Right. We're almost done. Right. Con. We're almost done. Con. Right. We're almost done. Right. Is that shot?
Do they know where it is?
Where?
In Saudi Arabia?
I don't know if they know exactly where it is, but it's where they take you in Sinai, that's garbage. It's not true.
No, actually, I was in Saudi Arabia, that's what I'm trying to say. So when I was in Saudi Arabia,
no, he served. He served in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was,
right? Desert Storm.
In 1990 to 1981, but that's my question. So you know, when I went to Saudi and you know, I didn't think, I wasn't religious obviously at the time, but
right.
To National Geographic has a piece on it.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But Mokka, you know, Harsia?
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just asking the question. The argument is
right.
I'm just saying, anything that was in Saudi that I didn't think at that time that if I'm here, maybe, you know.
They found rocks.
It's not like I'm on vacation. It's not like I'm on vacation.
Where is that map?
Saudi Arabia.
It is Saudi Arabia, yeah. Really?
They found what?
Rocks with the incorrect shape of a bush. All of these rocks.
There's one particular mountain that they have there?
Yeah. There's no Kedusha there because there's never any Kalim to Makabal the Kedusha. Right? And it says, in the Mishkan there was Kalim, but only because the Mishkan was Omid. In the Beis Olamim, so the Mokum itself, because it was consecrated, so the Mokum itself is a Kli. And that's why it's Isra of Har, you know, to Aliyah Lara Bais Betuma, Afil Bezman Azai. Right? So the amazing thing is, you know, so this is the point. Okay, that the end of Chanukah, put the Or in Kli. Put the Or in Kli. Right? Which is a tremendous thing that it's, first of all, it's our connection. It's our connection. Right? But it also is a big cosmic tikkun that's to bring out the details. The details in the cloud. We have to make sure it's the proper balance. And on one hand, you know, more is better, mitzad, to bring out more protim, but it has to be within a spectrum of the protim. And it should be over the gvul, they start talking non-shkite, right? Things that, you know, lohayu v'lo nivru, right? And that's the balance that needs to be maintained, right? Right? And it's either the Torah Shebaal Peh, they are, you know, halom mitamim, v'altarim, right? But you have to make sure it's within shivim parnam latorah, not 71. 70 is not 71, right? Alright, so what happened over here in Chanukah Sabayis, in the Chashmonayim, right, the Dover Niflamod, that the Neis Dafka happened in the Neros HaMarocha, right, not in the Mizbeach, even though they needed help with the Mizbeach, Avnei Mizbeach Shishiksum Anshe Yovan, you know, etc. They needed help, you know, with everything, you know, to get everything going again. And the Neis happened Dafka in Neros HaMarocha. Besod Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, right? That the Rebbe Shem was now giving us a Chanukah, which is Or and Kli, but that Kli will be us, Ner. Besod Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Kaidur from Sorum Ner is Rosh Tevis Nefesh Ruach. Those are the two aspects of Neshama that inhabit the body, which will be a kli for the Ora Neshama to sit on top of and to be mayor the Ora of Torah, Besod Vinishma Shakai Tevine. Right? That, you know, what happened by this Chanukah was to give us Kalim that will last us for the Golos. Was to give us Kalim, right? Because don't worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Torah is just like he's forever, his Torah is forever. And everything he ever did is le'olam, right? You know, it's not bottle. The problem, what could be bottle is the Kalim. The Kalim could break, the Kalim could die. Right? And what happened in this Chanukah, putting Or in the Kli, the Nes was Dafka happened in Neros, that the Besod is, I'm going to give you Kalim that you take with you wherever you go. Besod, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. You're going to have Kankanim. You're going to have your Kalim to hold the Or HaTorah wherever you go. That's why of all the Kalim, you know, that they asked this question. They needed a Nes Gabe everything and everything. No, the whole basement was ruined, right? Avnei Mizbeach Shishiksum Anshe Yovan, right? And they needed, you know, but the Nes was Dafka Beneros. Shai, I'm going to give you those, that Kli I'm going to give you. There will be an eternal Chibur of the Or to that particular Kli. Besod Ner Hashem Nishon, that you're going to take with you wherever you go. Right? And that was presented all the way back in the Midbar, right? That all the Kalim of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, were already ready by Chof Hei Kislev. What was Shai? And of course, it was delayed, you know, until Nisan. Right? Shad is like this. Reb Rosh wants to say that in his man of where there's no Kalim, right? That's the end of Golus, that the whole end of Churban Abayis, Churban HaKalim, because the Mikdash is a Kli to hold the Or HaShechina. Right? You have his man of no Kalim, right? You still have Kalim, you know, hidden Kalim. As all the Kalim, the Mishkan were ready, but they were, you know, in storage, waiting for Nisan. Right? And that's the matzav us in Golus, that we have Kalim in a hidden way, that even though Klapei Chutz, we have no Kalim, right? We don't have our own country, we don't have our own Memshala, you know, we're not sovereign. Everything you call Kalim, Yecholes, right? We don't have, right? You have Kalim B'Yichobe, right? You have Kalim, you know, hidden Kalim, right? Kalim that you carry inside of you, the Hester.
What's a Pachim K'tanim?
Right? So that's the Inyan. He went back for Pachim K'tanim. Right, you have to understand that the Inyan of Chanukah, right, of Chanukah, you know, that there was Bimei HaChashmonaim, was that to give us, you know, give us a chibur, we should have Kalim to hold the Or, even as man of Churban HaKalim. In time when Klapei Chutz, we don't have Kalim. That's what it means, that the Mishkan was batsam ready on Chof Hei Kislev, and they kept it in storage. That the Kalim were behester. Right? Chanukah is that we have Kalim with us, even in the Gulf, wherever we go. You know, Klapei Chutz, we have Kalim. We have Kalim Pnimi. Right? Right, and that's right, Kalim Pnimim, Pachim, right, Kufnun, right, Pachim, right. We have Kalim to hold Or HaTorah wherever we go, and even to branch out into different dais, right, right, Kufnun, right, Pachim, right. Okay, the Kufnun Tamim. We have, you know, we can bring up into all, you know, we have Kalim to break up into all the different possibilities that we'll ever need. If it's enough to be Mataras Hashar, then it's definitely enough to explain, you know, the Amita Shel Torah. Right.
Right.
So that's the pshat. Umi noisar kankanim, nasa nesla shoshaim. There's something left of the kankanim, and that's the pach that was munach b'chol somar shekoyin gadol. The nes was that there was that pach, the kli. We still have kalim, right? It was a kli munach b'chol somar shekoyin gadol that has the or of the, you know, kodesh hakadoshim that's besoid bina. That's Besod Bina, where there's no Magazar, no one could reach, you know, because in the Vav Ktzavis, right, in the Vav, we should have been Magdim with this, you know, what the Shlach Korish says, right? It says, you know, Masabti Gibran B'yad Chalashim, B'yad Matim, Tvein B'yad Torim, Urshem B'yad Tzikim, Zayim B'yad Skei Sor Secha. So, Frank the Shlach, as I said, you know, Gibran B'yad Chalashim, B'yad Matim, you know, why should Tzadik be weaker than a Rasha? Why shouldn't Isaac Batara be weaker than a Zaydim? What? What's the nes? So he says, I call Medubar, you know, says Shlo and his Pirish on the Siddur, right? It's all talking about the Partsufim. Giborim, Biad Chaloshim, it's talking about Arech Anpin, right? Right? That, you know, that Arech, you know, we don't have a Tfisa in, it's Chalash. We don't even have a Tfisa. Choch, you know, that, you know, the Rabim, Biad Ma'atim, right? So that's Abba, Chochma. that you have a little bit of tfisa. It's mat. We have a little bit of tfisa. It's rabim, b'yad matim. That's rabim because the kalim, the hezberim, many hezberim. But the emes is mat, klape all the multiplicity of hezberim. Rove the shurim that they say in yeshivas are sheker. Right? Mat is the emes, right? The chokhmah. Right? Tmeim, b'yad tahorim is ima. Right? Right, because when we go into Kodesh Kedoshim, right, on Yom Kippur, Kibbutz Echad, Letareschem Mikol Chatosechem, it's Bina, right? So that's Bina, that's Ima, right? Rishoyim Biat Tzadikim, Tzadikim is Vav Ktsavas, Zerampin, right? The Kedua, the centrality of the Vav Ktsavas of Zerampin is Yaakov and Yosef, right? Tzadikim, Tzadik, Yosef and Tzadik, right? Right, Vzeidim Biat Skesor Secha is Malchus. So I was talking about it was a multi-dimensional battle connected all the Chamisha Partsufim, right, and that's a pshat in the Al Anisim. But it's an amazing thing that Rabin Biad Mat is beside Chachma, right? The MS is Mat. It's very little, There's a few possibilities beside Beisham, but it's Mat, not Harbe. That's Rabin, right? They in their Olam Hasheker with Kalim being Magbir to Kalim Ala Or. Multiple possibilities. Many of the possibilities are sheker, right? That's Rabin Biad Ma'atim. That's right. Everybody, there's another thing, Kedabronos, right? Very correct. There's chilukim that are muchrach, chilukim that are possible, chilukim that are pashut. Possibilities are just dimyan, right? Right. So what are we holding? What were we talking about right before this? Right. So the pachim, right? So the pach that was murach b'chol somal shel kohen gadol, right? The jug, right? The jug that we have kalim. There's a kli that was mikoch bina. There's an aspect of how the kalim go back to bina even after shviras hakalim. They go back b'me'e ima, right? And they're reborn, right? That's the next pach Hashem murach b'chol somal shel kohen gadol. That's besoid bina, right? Where he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Right? And from that pach, right, hidluku, that pach was the shorsh for another seven. It's that plus seven. And that's besod b'nei bina, yemei shmeina, kovu shirunan. Umi noser kankanim. That there's a certain aspect of the kalim, right, that even when they're all broken, right, and they're all timu kol shmanim, right, that the kalim are all in the tame, right, because you get confused with the arguments, the esberim, that we say, lefi amita shel Torah, get confused with the arguments of apikorsos, right, and that's shviras hakelim, right, but it's an aspect of kli that goes back to bina, goes back to me'ima, and that's the son of Kersh, that's munach, that was oto. Pach, there's munach b'chol sorsha, and they get reborn. Like the kalim go back b'me'e ima, like we learned. And they get, that's b'nei bina yemei shmona kavu shiro or nanim. Right, the kalim that get reborn, because they go back b'me'e ima, right? You go back to the source, right? B'nei bina. Seven, it's eight, because, they're the bina and the shiva bonim. B'nei bina, right? It goes back. The kalim come back to life. The kalim go back to ima, b'mei ima, b'nei, and they're reborn. B'mei bina, yemei shmona, kavu shiru nonim. That's it. The end of Chag of Hanukkah is that the Ribono Shel Olam in the Hanukkah gave us kalim to hold the ore that will accompany us in Golus. Right? And that's the Davar Nifla, right? Because all the kalim that we had, even Mikdash Shlomo, the Bayis Rishon, was only the Shaito. So that tremendous Chanukah that there was for 14 days, and they didn't even eat on Yom Kippur, there's nothing left of that, right? Because there was only Kalim Meshaito. This was the Chanukah of Chanukah Sachashmonoim. That's what it means, that Shocha Gedom Shem, Shata Malikum Meitiv is Haneros, that's L'Olam, El Mupanero, Yavisha Haneros, there's eternal Kalim. Kalim that we took with us, Golos. The Kalim Besoid, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Certain Kalim that we took with us, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, a certain Kalim for Kedusha, he took with us even in Golos. And it was all mushwash. And the fact that all the Kalim were already ready on Chofei Kislev in the Midbar, but they delayed Hakomas HaMishkan. Right? The kli that you take with you, that it should be an achiza and orator wherever you go, right? That's the ikar. That's where you went back for pachim ktanim. Uminosa kankanim, when all the kankanim broke, there's that one nekuda that goes back to me'ei ima, goes back into the womb of ima, to be reborn, right? That's what it means. You know, vayivoser Yaakov levado, right? So it says, ador d'chsev, v'nizgav Hashem levado bayomahu, right? Right, that nekuda of emes, right? That nekuda of emes, that the kli was meant to hold the or of Torah. That nekuda is eternal. So you could whittle it down to that, and from that one kli, you know, all the other kalim are regenerated. All the other seven kalim, right? That one, that mitzad it's chibur to ima, to or Torah. All the other seven kalim are regenerated. So it's it plus the other seven, right? Pachim, for the sake of Pachim, for all the seven, all the B'nai Bina.
Why at that moment before with Esau? Well, why is that the place we have to
move? No, because that's the Achana for Golos. They were going to go, because they knew 200 years later we're going to go into Golos Edom. 200 years is like a joke in the life of a nation. They knew 20 years later we're going to go into Golos Edom and we're going to need Kalim for all the Duras, right? So he went back for Pachim, for Pachim Ktanim.
The Gidanashi was Dor Shmat.
He knew. He knew. It's going back. That's the last until for all the pachim, all the kem that we need, and that pach shemen, right, was enough, right? To that was the besoid bina, that all the bunim were nolad from it, right? And with this, we're going to say another yeshua for the Beis Yosef's kasha, right? But the nes was that one pach held more shemen, enough shemen, right? The nes was nes pach ha-shemen. Like besod ha-oron eno min amir, just like in Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can't explain how the oron fit in. Ha-oron eno min amida. Right? This pach, right? Right? This pach, nurach b'chasor shekhan goro, at the Kedush of Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's no way to explain how it held so much oil.
And didn't break.
Right, it held and didn't break. It held enough oil. It held within it enough oil, right, to be madlik for all shmona sayamim. L'chaim, l'chaim.